What Maisie Knew by Henry James.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The litigation had seemed interminable and had in fact been complicated. But by the decision on the appeal, the judgment of the divorce court was confirmed as to the assignment of the child. The father, who though bespattered from head to foot, had made good his case, was, in pursuance of this triumph, appointed to keep her. It was not so much that the mother's character had been more absolutely damaged, as that the brilliancy of a lady's complexion, and this lady's in court was immensely remarked, might be more regarded as showing the spots. Attached, however, to the second pronouncement was a condition that detracted for Beale Farange from its sweetness, an order that he should refund to his late wife the £2,600 put down by her, as it was called, some 3 years before, in the interest of the child's maintenance, and precisely on a proved understanding that he would take no proceedings. A sum of which he had had the administration, and of which he could render not the least account. The obligation thus attributed to her adversary was no small balm to Ida's resentment. It drew a part of the sting from her defeat, and compelled Mr. Farange perceptibly to lower his crest. He was unable to produce the money, or to raise it in any way, so that after a squabble scarcely less public and scarcely more decent than the original shock of battle...